Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's 9:47. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. October 1996 is when we did our first four-hour town hall meeting on where we were at the time and the fight against breast cancer. We did the show, I don't know, like 20 years? Something like that. A big, blown four-hour town hall meeting with experts and survivors and... It was quite an undertaking, for which I am most proud, probably of all the things that we've done on radio and television, to be able to disseminate that kind of information. And what I always said, going back to 1996, our very first special, the most heartwarming thing to me about the shows that we do, the impact that we have with all the things that we do on the air, was immediately following those shows for, you know, weeks and months afterwards, I would hear from people saying, thank you for doing that show. Because of something I heard on the show, I went and got checked, they found something, and it was taken care of. And now I'm okay. And there's nothing better than hearing, you know, something like that. We've dealt with an awful lot of it. Dr. Jeremy Silver, medical director, emergency medicine, Northwestern's Kishwaukee Hospital, our weekend health segment. Doctor, I'm sure you must also, you know, get that kind of reaction when you treat somebody and find out that everything was okay. You learn that everything is, you know, was okay. Afterwards, it's a very, very gratifying feeling that we had doing these shows through the year. So I want to spend a little bit of time this morning as we kick off National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. We've made tremendous strides, though, haven't we, in all these years since that first breast cancer show, 28 years ago, something like that? I mean, the treating breast cancer and the survival rate is completely different than it was back then.
Yeah, Dean, good morning, and thanks for having me. It's a new world, and you know, I think I would tip my hat to all the researchers and all those that have died of breast cancer and that have been participating in clinical trials all these years. That suffering did not go without this amazing benefit for the generations of people now who are looking at much different prognosis. The 5-year survival rate, relative survival rate for those diagnosed with early stage breast cancer is around 99%.
Wow.
So that's, you know, just a testament to all the hard work that's been done.
Yeah. Back then when we did the first shows, I remember some of our early experts saying that, you know, the way that they were dealing with it back then was three-prong, cut, burn, and poison, surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And while those are still used now, to hear that survival rate is so high now is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and I think even though we are, quote-unquote, still using that cut, burn, and poison methodology, it's much more subtle and elegant, and the poisoning is far less toxic. And so, you know, whereas in the old days, you know, you just take as much tissue as you can, try and get negative margins, and then, as you indicated, some radiation to kill the remaining cells, and then chemotherapy. The cutting is more targeted. The radiation itself is lower doses, and then the chemo includes a variety of different drugs that target the immune system and the proteins that help the cancer grow, and it's just very much a different, totally different picture.
Yeah. Who is most at risk now for breast cancer?
Well, you know, I think I don't want to. It's not a monolithic disease. There's various types of cancer, and primarily depending on genetic risk factors, but also age will kind of dictate your risk. Generally, people in their women, of course, it's a disease primarily of women, although there are men that get cancer, and 2,800 men died last year of breast cancer. But the average age is 62 years old for women in the U.S. However, around 9 or 10% are younger than 45 years old, and those women in the younger age group tend to have a higher risk of recurrence. They tend to have a more aggressive cancer, and it tends to be more progressed than their older counterparts.
Yeah,
while it does, it does certainly shade towards the older demographic. The young people are by no means out of the woods.
Yeah, is mammography still one of the best ways for screening? And at what age should a woman, I guess primarily, although as you say, men also get breast cancer, but at what age should mammography begin?
Yeah, I think these guidelines are constantly shifting. But my understanding currently is that, when women become 40, that's kind of the first point at which they should be asking their doctors about mammograms. And it may be different for those that have a family history, and certainly if you have a history of another cancer, that changes the game significantly. But my suggestion is that if you're 40 years old, good time to talk to your physician about starting that screening process. And you're correct, Dean, mammogram is typically the go-to, although for women with dense breasts, there are other modalities such as ultrasound or MRI that can be used.
Yeah, ask your physician. Get more information. The American Cancer Society is a great resource. The Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Center is terrific. There are lots and lots of resources. The bottom line is it's all about early detection, doctor, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, be aware of your body. So that it's still the concept of self-screening. When you're in the shower, check your armpits and your breast tissue. And if you feel anything funny or your nipple looks odd or the skin starts to change color or certainly if it starts to wrinkle or thicken, definitely time to have a chat with your doctor.
All right. Dr. Jeremy Silver, Director of Emergency Medicine, Kishwaukee Hospital. Thank you for joining us, doctor. And we'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Dane, thanks for having me.